Mix FM's Todd and Sammy for the drive home.
Back to Salvo from three.
92.7 Mix FM News with traffic first.
All new vehicles at Pacific Ford now eligible for the $150,000 instant tax write-off.
Some busy condition this afternoon. Heading out through Stanmore, Kilcoy, Biwa Road, both ways near Wright Road. Our Crosby Hill Road, that's looking a little thick. All directions there between Buntram there, between Scenic Avenue and Ironbark Road. Not too bad on the rest of your majors. Look out for some roadworks tonight. Bruce Highway southbound down through Meriden Plains. Speed restrictions for Nicola Way northbound just around Caloundra Road in Caloundra. Speeds down to 60k's due to road damage. At IKEA, get free contactless click and collect when you order online by June 30. Conditions apply. Shop online at ikea.com.au. It's Adzi with the latest traffic on 92.7 Mix FM.
Hi, Susan Graham Ryan with you. We're being warned our jobs figures are only going to get worse. Today's figures are much better than expected. The unemployment rate rising slightly for March to 5.2%, up just 0.1 of 1%. The Treasurer, Josh Frydenberg, says we could see that jump to 10% as the pandemic bites. Labor wants the Prime Minister and Premiers who have all the best health information to give some clear advice to parents today about school in Term 2. National Cabinet is meeting to discuss ways to make schools safer and protect kids from coronavirus. Shadow Education Minister Tanya Plibersek says parents need clarity.
Instead of the mixed messages we've had over the last couple of days, let's have one clear message about when it's safe to send kids back.
Aussie researchers say studying what goes down the toilet could provide some answers about the spread of coronavirus. A new test in the works finding genetic traces of COVID-19 in raw sewage. Experts say the test would not only identify coronavirus hotspots, but also the number of people infected. And British veteran Captain Tom Moore's walkathon fundraiser for the NHS is soaring. He was planning to walk 100 lengths of his garden to raise $1,000 initially before his 100th birthday. The total is growing quickly. It's already at £11.7 million.
To sport, West Tigers recruit Adam Dewey is keen to return to training with his teammates. Dewey telling Fox Sports it's getting a little boring training on his own.
Us boys, I know the Tigers are, you know, sick of training by ourselves and really eager to get back and get back together as a squad and try and build to what will be a obviously shorter season.
And there's reports Channel 7 has reached out to the NRL about potentially showing some rugby league games this year if Nine offloads one of their free-to-air matches. The bosses of Nine and Foxtel are meeting with the league head honcho Peter Vlandis today to renegotiate their broadcast deal.